I think Orson Welles' 1958 film Touch of Evil is probably his masterpiece. It's easier to love than Citizen Kane, once seen, never forgotten. And whenever I think about it, it must be 25 years since I first saw it, I can hear a tawdry pianola playing in a run-down old brothel on the Mexican border. And I get the images of flashing neon lights and strange camera angles and Henry Mancini's brassy orchestral score bursting in all over it. It's a film, it's got a kind of hallucinatory quality and it kind of feels bad for you to watch it. It's like smoking too many cigarettes or it's like drinking a bottle of cheap whiskey. Can feel nice at the time, but you feel a bit dirty for doing it. It's rightly celebrated for the opening shot, the opening long take, which runs for however many minutes it is. That's a piece of celebrated cinematography. It's all in one shot, no editing there at all. But actually, the whole film is a piece of tour de force filmmaking, I think. And in it, Orson Welles is playing around with a lot of the ideas of film noir, but making what's a really very personal film. One of the highlights of the film is Marlene Dietrich, who crops up marvellously as an old love figure, really, as an old prostitute running a brothel. She's kind of like the femme fatale. She would be that figure if this was clearly a film noir, except she's not dangerous. She's wise and she's loving and she's forgiving. And one of the other interesting things about the film, I think, is that we have the young Janet Leigh playing Vargas's wife. She is a whiter-than-white, all-American, domestic, good-time, happy family girl. And she's been left in danger by her husband, who's off pursuing this case. And one of the really interesting things is that we see her left in danger. This is Janet Leigh in a motel room, which is run by a very strange, twitchy kind of character. And this film comes out 2 years before Psycho. And of course, you'd think she might learn not to go into motels, but 2 years later, she's in the Bates Motel there. And I don't know, I mean, I think it's obvious that Hitchcock saw this film and decided to lift some of that for Psycho, but perhaps he was getting his own back because Orson Welles nicked an awful lot of Rebecca in Citizen Kane.